The gospel passage we heard is one that is conveyed by all four evangelists, that all four gospels tell us the story of the feeding of the 5,000, tells us that we need to pay very close attention to what's going on here. A few points. In the passage, Jesus is moved with pity and seeing the crowd. They hunger. Not only for the physical hungering that they have in their stomachs, but they hunger for healing. They hunger for his words of wisdom and understanding. They hunger for his forgiveness. They have this as a purpose, to be able to continue to go to Jesus, to satisfy all these deepest longings in their lives. But the apostles, in seeing this large crowd, realize they do not have enough food, and they just want him to get rid of the people. Don't make this a problem for us. Get rid of them now so we can just move on. But Jesus is using this opportunity as a lesson for the apostles. The problem is not enough food. The problem is not enough faith, not enough trust, not enough hope that in Jesus. Now, they had seen his miracles. They have heard his preaching. They had been with him for some time now. You wouldn't think they would say, get rid of them, but rather, Lord, we have very little. Can you do something for them? Turning their doubts into faith that God can do all things. He can satisfy their deepest hungers, whatever they may be. But they don't see that. And Jesus tells them and shows them he can do it. He can take all those little things and to turn them into something great. If you remember last Sunday's gospel, we heard about the mustard seed and a little handful of yeast. Little things. But like with the mustard seed, if it is allowed to grow, it becomes one of the largest plants. A little handful of yeast can double the dough. So something even little that we might see in our own estimation, God can turn into something great for each one of us. Jesus has to show them again that with him, things are a lot better than without him. Come to me heedfully, we hear in our first reading. Those who are hungry and thirsty, even if you have little, he will satisfy. Another point is that Jesus took, blessed, broke, and gave the bread. We hear these words again at the Last Supper. We hear it again on the road to Emmaus with the two disciples. We hear it every time we come to Mass. Jesus feeding the 5,000 is a foreshadowing of what Jesus will do with his very body and blood in the Blessed Sacrament. He is present to us always so that when we are hungry, no matter what kind of hunger we have in our own lives, he will be able to satisfy. Beyond the physical, Jesus' own body and blood is broken and poured out for our salvation so that we can become the person Christ intended us to be. So if we are thirsty or hungry or weary or distraught, come to the Lord. When we are faced with hardships in our own lives, the disappointments, the frustrations, we may want to just say, okay, Jesus, take this all away from me, much like the apostles wanting to get rid of the crowd. But is that in the midst of that moment, in the midst of the entire life, Christ is working. And some problems may go away. Some things we may carry with us every day of our lives. Some things we will struggle with for all time. But it's even in those tough moments, there is Christ who is giving us the grace and strength to meet those needs and to give us what we need to accomplish his will. During these last few months, we've had things curtailed in our human life, things that were part of who we are, we were no longer able to do for a time. And yet, even in those moments, I hope and pray that God became a more of a focus, to turn to prayer, to turn to faith and trust, to see the people around us and the things that we have that are most important, and not just the trivial stuff, but who is most important in our life? What is most important in my life? And hopefully when we continue to see Christ moving in those moments, he's satisfying our deepest needs, not just our wants, but our deepest needs, whatever they may be. And so we come to the Lord. We come before him now, present in the Blessed Sacrament, to nourish us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to give us an increase of faith, hope, and love, so that we can continue to follow him unreservedly and lead a life that is fitting for him.